of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, we live in an average world, don't we? It's a world of class averages, grade averages, batting averages, one loss averages. We ask for the average temperature, and I'm sure we all want to be your average sort of guy. Perhaps it's something that even ministerial students, or especially ministerial students, have to fight once in a while. We too want to be accepted. We want to be average. But really, that's so much a part of anybody's rather normal need for acceptance. So much so that even the word abnormal carries with it an almost derogatory tone, as though any deviation from the norm makes one a bit odd, if not downright eccentric. Oh, how comfortable to be average. We may be the average pastor preaching average sermons to the average congregation somewhere in Middle America. And you may meet your average Christian who comes to church an average number of Sundays and takes communion an average number of times a year and tells you, "Pastor, I just want to be your average member. I don't want to get too involved. I still want to be a regular sort of person. I certainly wouldn't want to stand out in a crowd." Yes, it is rather normal to be average, no tautology intended. But what is also very normal is the fact that no one really wants to admit that he's just average, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, or tell your wife that she's just average. How many of those students are really satisfied with a seat, which is, after all, your average grade? Or what does it mean when your parishioners tell you, "Pastor, that wasn't a bad sermon. For you, it was even a little above average." You see, deep down, no one wants to admit that we are just average. We all want to think that we're a little bit above everyone else, but we do stand out in the crowd. We like people to say, "Oh, you're so unique. You do something so special. You have some special gifts or abilities or responsibilities." And really, we think there is no one quite like me. How foolish we would look to the one true Almighty God. We who think we are so special, so smart, so better than average. Why, before God, we are hardly up to par. We are not even below average. We're not even on the scale. And now consider God. Where does he stand on a scale 1 to 10? I guess that's obvious. But it's not always so obvious how he relates to all the other small g gods that people might rank on their own personal scale of importance. Gods who nevertheless can in no way measure up to the one God who is the measure of all things, the first and the last, 1, 10, and all between, from all, before all, and after all, there is none like him. The Old Testament people at the time of the prophet Isaiah were hardly above average. In fact, the reason God chose them originally was because they were particularly below average. Not because they were great or mighty, but exactly because they were small and few in number. Below average people, slaves in Egypt. People who, even after their redemption and salvation, displayed the very normal and typical traits of men. They were stubborn, stiff-necked, and rebellious. The
But you see what God did. He took the below average and made them far above average, a chosen, holy nation, a kingdom of priests, set apart, his own special possession. But they were still uncomfortable with that rather abnormal condition. They wanted to be average people. They wanted to have a king like the nation. They wanted to worship other gods like the average Canaanites. And they degenerated into the popular morality of their time because, well, everyone is doing it. But they too would not admit that they were below average. They still thought they were a cut above the rest, that they still had some kind of a special relationship with their above average God, who was king of all and would bail them out of any bad situation when they needed him. What a tragic distortion of the particularity and the peculiarity of being chosen by God. Because in the end, an average person just has an average God. A God who is just as good, or really you could say just as bad, as any other God that any other average person chooses to worship. The prophet Isaiah knew better. He recognized that both he and his people were hardly above average. They were average only in that they fell far below God's norm. Isaiah saw himself as a man of unclean lips, living amongst the people of unclean lips, unworthy to stand in the presence of the one true Almighty God. First, when Isaiah was a bit abnormal, you could say eccentric. How many people do you know would walk around Jerusalem for 3 years naked as a sign against Egypt and Ethiopia? And you and your children to all your shoes or my house call hostile. But Isaiah did have an above average understanding of just how below average we human beings really are. When we are measured against God's absolute measure of power and might and holiness. Yet who is like me, Yahweh, he says, I am the first, I am the last, there is no God besides me. Your average people worship your average God, the God of success, of happiness, of trying to be a little bit better than average. In Isaiah's day, they worship the God of the house, the trees, the mountain, the sea, the sky, and the Hebrews came along and said, that's all very nice, but our God made it all. Isaiah knew too the grace and the mercy of this Almighty God, a God who had purged his unclean lips and given the prophet a most peculiar calling. For Isaiah knew the King of Israel, the King of all nations, the Redeemer Yahweh of hosts, as a God who also says, do not be terrified or afraid. Didn't I tell you long ago when he said, you are my witnesses. You have seen and heard, you have experienced for yourself my power and also my saving love in making of this unholy people my special prized possession, a people redeemed, justified, and sanctified. And so today, too, it is when we realize just how below average we really are. When we become mired in the despair of our spiritual Egypt and Babylon and departed to slavery of our own sins. When we recognize that we are average only in being your average sinners, following in the normal ways of typical man, then God's word comes to us with the most abnormal message. There is no God beside me, but do not be afraid. For the Redeemer has come with grace and
form of the most atypical occurrence ever imagined. God himself has become man to bring himself to him. And yet we are witnesses of this most singular truth, that by the grace and mercy of God, we, just average sinners and most below average saints, have been chosen and redeemed by the one true God. We are a rather peculiar people. It should surprise no one that we stand out in a rather average world. And to us who share in that prophetic ministry of Isaiah himself, we also know a very special reminder that in this most extraordinary calling given to us by grace, as a joyful privilege and responsibility, in the service of the Lord of both heaven and earth, there is little room for mediocrity. Amen. We close with the Lord's prayer.